to help out in Haiti, as it's nothing but rubble and people still desperate for, in some cases, medical attention, water, anything to sustain themselves as they look for loved ones. They don't know ultimately what the death toll will be, but I've heard up to 500,000 if possible. It could go up to that high. Let's hope that that's wrong, and it's much lower than that. It's just tough to determine, as literally they are using makeshift graves and dump trucks to pull bodies out. Just very, very sad stories. And, of course, for many people who were there on peacekeeping missions, some of them injured, some of them actually killed. So the U.S. is taking charge in Haiti with troops, with aid, and anything else that possibly you can think of. At this point, you know, it's who's in charge, and that's what it's like on the ground there. So the president and Hillary Clinton, the Secretary of State, moved to do that. They actually sent thousands of troops, along with, as I said, medical supplies, food, all that kind of stuff, to help a country that is in a chaotic way. Dysfunctional would probably be the best way to describe it. And we certainly know in Haiti it's such an impoverished nation anyway. So then you add in the 7.0 earthquake, and can you imagine? Really, the U.S. is kind of, as it's been described in by the Secretary of State and others, it's kind of like the glue that's keeping people together and helping to reinstate that government there. So there are some reporters who are in Haiti. You may have caught some of them on the tube, and this is pretty much what it's sounding like. Here's a little snippet of Anderson Cooper from CNN.
We've heard there may be somebody who's alive buried in there. People on the street say there's a 15-year-old who's buried alive there and that they're talking. But we're going to go and try and see if that's the case and if there's anything we can do. But I mean, the street, I've never seen anything like this. Look at this. It is just complete devastation. This is downtown Port-au-Prince, just a few blocks from the presidential palace, just about a block from the National Cathedral, which itself is pretty much destroyed.
And see, part of the problem is, and you heard his description, that's why I wanted you to hear that, because of the time to get there and then the barriers once you get there with the damaged roads, the airport, the FAA has ordered no planes can get in to Haiti, and it'll take days to really get a full contingent on the ground. That's how awful it is at this point. There are half a dozen ships on the way, and there are more troops making their way across the Caribbean, but all of the civilian flights halted, cannot get in. They've had to ban them because the airport, they were circling the airport for too long, waiting for permission to land, so they don't want any other kind of a disaster to happen. There's no more room for the planes to unload, frankly, at this airport, and they don't have enough fuel to leave some of the planes on the ground because of all the people coming in and out. Now, the government of the Haitian president was disabled, and the president's own palace, I guess you want to call it, was damaged. And, of course, the parliament buildings collapsed, the ministry departments collapsed. And at this point, they've been unsuccessful in trying to get a hold of, to get through to the Haitian president. And the United Nations mission in Haiti, you've got about 9,000. It was a pretty strong a part of the missions of the UN, and it's still operating. You've got peacekeepers patrolling the streets of Port-au-Prince, which is the capital. You heard Cooper describe what it looked like, Anderson Cooper, and it's at the heart of the earthquake. But the ability to respond aggressively is pretty much hobbled because of the damage and the dead and the missing and the whole idea of what you have to do when you are flattened by a 7.0 earthquake, especially in this kind of a country. Can you imagine? So we'll talk about that and give you the updates that we get along the way throughout America tonight. A couple of quick reminders on a happier note, lighter note, if you will. We've got Nail the Score coming up in our third hour. It's the playoffs, and we are aware that we have this amazing prize package to give away, and we have not been able to do it so far because nobody's nailed the score. Perhaps this is the show where somebody will do that. They'll get the right guest, and you'll know next week that you are the person that can brag about it forever and ever. Remember, you don't have to like football. It's not about that. It's about a numerical guess and picking the team that you think is going to win. That's all you have to do. Speaking of winning, score one for the White House. It's so hard for me to say that. On the front of nailing it to the bankers. And really, at this point, I think Obama had to say something about it. I mean, Tim Geithner, who I think should totally be gone as the Treasury Secretary. But and he, by the way, is testifying about a bunch of emails. But at least the president did step out and say, look, we're going to hit you with a new fee, talking about the banks because of the obscene bonuses. You know, they had to know, especially the guys at Goldman Sachs, when they threw out the numbers that they were throwing out, that there would be nothing but outrage. And something was gonna rumble. Something was gonna happen. So what is happening is the fact that we want the money back. We, the taxpayers, are so upset over what happened with TARP. And again, why weren't measures in place to watch how it was coming back? That they weren't there. That was part of the problem. I mean, the Treasury so far has given $247 billion to 700 banks. Of that whole amount, $162 billion has been repaid, and banks have paid an additional $11 billion in interest and in dividends. But clearly, they're doing pretty well based on, at least some of them, based on the amount of money they were able to get in bonuses. You know, crazy. And then you think of, like, General Motors and Chrysler, $66 billion in government loans, not even expected to be repaid fully. Of course, we know what gives there. We get a chunk of it, but so what? And then AIG, the three dreaded letters, the worst of the worst of the bunch, as far as I'm concerned. They were the biggest beneficiary, period, about $70 billion. So, I mean, pay. They got to pay the tax, and they should have to pay this tax that is being, or fee, that is being proposed on these large financial institutions. But it only applies, what the president is saying, is it only applies to companies with assets of more than $50 billion. So that would be about 50. About 60% of the revenue would come from the 10 biggest ones. So people could be flocking to some of those smaller banks in anticipation of getting stuck with higher fees for certain things. I'll just say this. Here's my best piece of advice. Don't bounce any checks if you can help it. Get better at balancing that checkbook so it's not passed on to you in some form, because I think ultimately it will be. Hang with us. Some more to come here on ATN.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2234 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Americans have heard much about change in recent times and are now waking up to the truth. Well, here's a few facts about your food you may want to change. Did you know that nearly 100% of the food on store shelves comes from a few corporations and that most is genetically engineered, chemically sprayed, and transported great distances? Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company, like you, wants to see Americans change and take control of their own food supply, one seed at a time. Over 12 years, we've become America's premier supplier of pure, non-GMO seeds with over 1,400 varieties. Gardeners and homesteaders know Baker Creek offers some of the most popular seed collection kits, like our large heirloom kit with 60 full-size seed packets for only $99. The kit contains 25 types of vegetables and comes packaged in a metal can for long-term storage for just $99. Look for our free catalog today at rareseeds.com. That's rareseeds.com or call 1-866-OLD. See, that's 1-866-653-7333 today.
Dungeon. Also, the latest in the late night wars between Conan O'Brien and Jay Leno. Jay Leno is just getting massacred, I think, in the court of public opinion. And you'll hear some of the things that actually a pretty funny top 10 list of David Letterman and a couple of other things that you might have missed if you haven't been paying attention. I do have to say it's rather entertaining. Speaking of entertaining, we're going to do that in our third hour. You can nail the score, and if you are at work, I don't want anyone to get fired, especially now, because you're going to have to pay the fees that the big banks pass on to you once they get jabbed officially by the press. And you're going to have to shell out some cash if you're bad about balancing that checkbook, especially I can imagine what they'll charge you then at that point. So, nail the score, entertainment coming up in the third hour. You don't have to pay a cent. Call up. You don't even have to like football. Just tell us who you think is going to win the game of the week that our computer randomly picks at the mothership in Minnesota. Also, we're going to talk about the domestic flights. You know, you and I going cross-country, going to the Midwest, going to see grandma, going to see the aunts, going to see the family, whatever, or just taking a mini vacation if you were lucky enough and you got a cheap flight somewhere. Look out for security. They're saying now up to 3 hours to get to the airport. 3 hours. Can you imagine? I hope you're a reader because you're going to have something to kill the time. From what I understand, it just depends on the airport. A lot of people have gone through security just the normal rate, and it hasn't been that bad. But I think it depends on where it is and the time of day. Let's go across the border. We don't need a plane for this one. Let's go out to Sam in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
Hello, gorgeous. How you doing?
Good. What's on your mind? Hey, by the way, I'm going to jump the shark on you and just tell you, woohoo! Montreal beat the Dallas Stars. The Stars are okay. And Mike Modano had a big goal for his career. He's over 500 something. But Montreal did beat the Stars.
I know.
Okay.
I know. When it was, 4-3 with about 6 minutes left. I'm, with Julie and a couple other friends watching it on HD. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink. And I leaned over to Julie's friend's husband. I went, watch, the Canadians will find a way to lose the game. He goes, the Canadians could write a book on how to lose games, but tonight they didn't. Anyway, Unfortunately, I mean, what's going on in Haiti? I mean, you know, if you know anything, Montreal has a very large Haitian community.
Right.
And yesterday, all the French newspapers, that was the front page. You know, and today one of the papers, and it was kind of morbid, had you know, what looked like a house had collapsed, and just hanging out was a hand.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I figured, you know, for a paper like that, I mean, it's a, you know, a tabloid type setup. Even for that, by their standards, that's considered morbid.
Mm-hmm.
And Julie came up to me at lunch today. As you can see, we do spend a lot of time together.
Right.
And there's a couple of people in her office who are of Haitian descent, and the bosses gave them as much time off within reason, just to see, you know, if you know, try and get a hold of relatives. And one of them came in today and passed around the hat. And Julie said, by the way, I put $20 in for you. I'm thinking to myself, okay, it was for a good cause. But at the same time, I'm thinking, hey, thanks a lot for spending my money, lady.
Well, that's nice that they gave them time to have the time to try to get through or figure out, because it's hard to get through there right now. But
yeah,
some people are having conversations, and they are finding people.
Right.
So that's good that they did that, yeah.
Right, you know, and what they're going to do now here in Canada, I guess Stephen Harper's trying to buy votes with this, but or you know, I hate to say that, but what's happening is that some organizations are raising money, and what the government's going to do, if let's say it comes to a grand total of say $5 million, the government will match it.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, but then they ask the man on the street, you know, here in Montreal. Some people saying, well, yeah, that's good, but what about the poor and homeless here in Montreal, here in Canada?
Yeah.
You know, it's a damned if you do, damned if you don't. By the way, my upset special is Minnesota gonna lose. That's my special.
Really? So do you think it's a bit close game?
I'd say 27-21 Dallas.
Ooh. And that's, of course, if the computer randomly picks that game, Sam. On that note, we're going to let you slide. You have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too.
And we're backed up to Stu in Kentucky. Stu, how have you been?
I'd be back down to Stu in Kentucky, not back up, thank God. I can't live farther north in Kentucky. It's a little too cold the farther north I get, but we've had some pretty bone-chilling weather here, too.
I understand.
I want to ask something. Did I hear this right yesterday when Obama, first of all, I want to say, the guy is just fantastic. You know, we have an underwear bomber on a plane, and it takes him 72 hours to reply, and he can come right out right away when another country has success. He just blows my mind. We're going to put this first and foremost. Didn't he say that you go to whitehouse.gov to donate money?
He did say that, yes.
Who in the hell is going to give a bunch of Democrats their cash to distribute? They're all thieves.
I agree. There are other places you can go.
And Lord, you can go to American Red Cross. Don't go to whitehouse.gov.
I agree.
And when did whitehouse.gov start taking donations?
I don't know. It's funny that I'm glad you brought that up. That kind of caught me weird, too, but nobody has really said much about it. But I thought that was odd, too. I thought that was just to disseminate the information of the government.
Well, nobody's supposed to say anything bad because it's Barack Obama. It's horrible to be saying bad about Barack Obama. It's horrible. And let me tell you something. I had to go up to Louisville Tuesday, Wednesday, I guess it was, for the court. And I want to tell you, Louisville Courthouse, municipal building, has got a lot more security than the Louisville Airport.
Really?
Oh, man, it's ridiculous. But anyway, I went in there, and as I stood back, and I small town, lived in small towns. I've been in a lot of cities. But as I stood back and I watched, a lot of the people wearing the Obama stuff. Don't get me wrong, a lot more black. I have no problem with that at all because I'm Appalachian American, so I like to tell people. They can be African American, I can be Appalachian American. But I see a lot of these people, and some of these, and I was talking to this one girl there, she was 20 years old, never voted a day in her life. Had four children at 20 years old, never voted till last year. And I was like, you know, and I know we've said it on here and I've heard you say it, you know, they could just kind of, you know, check who's actually voting. If they know anything about what they're voting for, a lot of people wouldn't be able to vote.
Right.
But I was like, it blew me away. And I felt bad for a lot of people because I thought, you know, there's a lot of ignorance there. Not as far as politically, but just, you know, the way they all act. And I'm talking about the white people as well, and they, the way they acted and talked. And I was like, geez, man, I watched one guy get up there from the judge. The judge said, hey, please, like, grabbed his crotch and said, not guilty, Your Honor. I was like, oh, my God, I'd throw his pugtail in jail.
No kidding.
Hell? But, you know, anyway, I just wanted to express that about WhiteHouse.gov because that really bugged me. And I'm not going to give the government any more damn money than I have to. I don't know if I told you, I just went through a big thing with the IRS in October and ended up paying them a bunch of money from 04.
Yeah.
And I didn't even mean, I mean, I didn't mean to cheat them. I didn't cheat them intentionally. They cheated me in the end, but, you know, I just, it kind of got me and I was like, WhiteHouse.gov, I mean, when did that all start? That's the first time I've ever heard that.
Yeah,
you know,
taking
September
donations.
11th, they were doing donations. Tsunami, they did donations. Nobody ever donated money to WhiteHouse.gov.
Mm-mm.
And it just kind of really, really, I mean, is that our stimulus package we're donating to?
I like your sarcasm.
Our next stimulus package coming out? Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are they going to do another stimulus or what?
There's talk about it. There's talk of trying to get one through, but it has to be set. The Senate would have to okay it, and there's enough people that are kind of blocking that. I hope not. I don't think they should, because I mean, look at this deficit, and look at what a ridiculous mess of nonsense that first one is. They're trying to tell us that 2 million jobs were saved, but at what cost? And let's see those jobs.
Right. You know, I want to say one last thing. I hope Harry Reid stays on. I hope he don't resign. Because I'd rather see him get his tail kicked and have to leave with his tail between his legs in November. Because that's going to be like a big thrill for me. But, you know, Trent Lott got in a lot of trouble over a comment he made at a birthday party.
Right.
A dude, Virginia, said Bukkake, and he was demanded his resignation. I want to know why Harry Reid thinks he's any better than anybody else. So.
What a place to end, Stu. Drive safely. Yeah, here's the deal, because he's got the shield of his party. The Democrats, including the president, said, I accept the apology, we're moving on. That's what the difference was. Stay with us.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dried Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dried Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dried guy, the best you can buy.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
It's obvious God loves us and has a sense of humor. Why? Because he created peppermint. Hi, this is Dr. Catherine Albrecht for GetMint.com. We all know that mint is fun and delicious, but did you know it's also great for your health? Research shows mint can help soothe a headache or calm an upset stomach. It's antimicrobial and antiviral, so it's perfect for flu season, too. You can use it to chase bugs and mice out of your pantry without toxic chemicals. And kids love its great, cool taste. GetMint.com offers quality peppermint and spearmint oils made right here in the USA by fourth-generation mint farmer Peppermint Jim. His pure, pungent mint oils are 100% natural, free from harmful chemicals, and very affordable. So improve your health and spice up your life with natural mint products from GetMint.com or call 1-800-345-9068. That's GetMint.com or 1-800-345-9068 and feel the minty freshness.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
NBC Universal Sports stepped up to the plate to defend Jay Leno, one of the few, and slammed Conan O'Brien. Lots of points of views on this late night wars. It's kind of interesting, but for sure I can't imagine that Conan O'Brien is going to be around on NBC after listening to a few of his monologues that, frankly, I find hilarious. But, you know, hey, he got gypped. You got, he says, and he's right, you can't cry for a guy who's had an incredible career and will still have an incredible career and made millions upon millions of dollars. But that all aside, taking the Tonight Show over, being told that, which you don't have to, they didn't promise him that. They didn't have to go down that corner, but they did a long time ago. So then he gets it, and now, you know, it just shows you never are quite sure about your status, especially in broadcasting, right? All right, we're zigging and zagging all over the place, as we like to call it. I mentioned this a couple of hours ago. Water cooler buzz, baby. Everybody's talking about Haiti and the reaction to a couple of things, including Pat Robertson's crazy comments about the comeuppance of the people there for something that happened a couple hundred years ago. And then you have so many that have poured their hearts out to these people through missions, a lot of missions from the U.S. A lot of people go and make trips, build churches, try to help the people. In fact, it's one of the major places for that, I believe, around the world, where missionaries go and people who just want to go and help build schools even and whatnot. So there were a bunch of Americans there. And now it's about finding everybody and figuring out what has to be rebuilt and how the people can be helped, because this was a big one, and this is one that's going to take a long time to get out of. And this already is a country that is incredibly, incredibly impoverished. Think of the worst possible hell you can think of, and then throw a 7.0 earthquake into the mix, and you pretty much have the picture. Think of what happened with Hurricane Katrina and multiply that just a little bit more. Don in Wyoming, my pal, you have the floor. What's up?
Hey, Kate, how are you?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm just ticked off. I'm ticked off at Mother Nature, i.e. Mother Earth, picking on a poor country like that. You know?
I know. Mm.
Just, I mean, you know, how bad luck can you have, you know? I mean, it's sad what's going on there, Kate. And, you know, my question, I guess, is, you know, like you're saying, how impoverished they were before and, you know, all the, at what point now you go in and, I mean, obviously, probably if there are any buildings left standing, you're probably going to tear them down because they're going to collapse on people. I mean, I saw some of the pictures of some of the buildings that were left standing, and I'm going, you can't go in that one. So, I mean, you know, this is, I guess a question I got is, what do you, at what point do you go in and you go, well, you know, we're here to help you and give you aid and to rescue and to get them started on their way, but at what point do you go, okay, well, you're back to where you were before the earthquake, and, you know, now we need to leave. Do you see what I'm saying? It's like,
yeah.
it's like a country that has to be completely rebuilt from the bottom up.
That's right.
You know, and I just don't know how long, you know, all these countries that are pouring in the aid and everything, and then that's great. You know, but I just don't know how long they are going to want to stick there and to help this country rebuild itself. And you know, the saddest part about it, Kate, is I don't believe that there's a perfect economic system out there. Of course, I definitely don't believe in people that live off of other people, and i.e. that's our communist Democrats theology. But you know, even with capitalism, it's kind of sad because if you're a country and you got nothing to give to the bigger, richer countries, you know, resources, whatever, then you're just going to stay impoverished. I mean, you know, there's no business going on there.
Yeah.
But we saw that mighty little Ecuador, you know, they had for a while there, they had some oil, and Texaco went in and drilled it and, you know, left the infrastructure and then left. And, you know, so for a while they had a little bit of money, but they're an impoverished country now. And so if you just don't have any, if you don't have anything that the richer countries want, then you're just left to be impoverished and rely on, you know, the good nature of these people that have gone down there as missionaries and civil service servants, I guess that's the word, you know, to go down there and help these people. But I don't know. I just, it's really just sad watching all this stuff.
It is really sad. I absolutely agree. And what you said about, okay, people go in and they need the aid and the help and all that, absolutely. But how long are they really going to stick around other than the organizations who are there and who will and have been there and have missions and whatever? But you're really, I mean, it's a step even below. It's rough. It's rough seeing that. It's rough seeing those people.
Yeah. And you listen to some of the people that they've talked to, you know, that have survived, and you just can tell that they're good-hearted people, you know, and I mean, my gosh, Pat Roberts, can they keep the microphone off this imbecile old fool? I mean,
yeah.
You know, you could go back to practically any country's history when they were in or whatever and find out, you know, nasty things that were done or said, you know, we know the Caribbean, some voodoo and crazy stuff like going on, but that isn't the moral majority of the people. You know, I mean, that's kind of like sitting back saying, well, every Muslim's a terrorist, you know.
Right, right,
true.
Right, right.
You know, because it's just a handful, you know, a full, you know.
Right,
anyway, hey, you doing movies? Any good things? Is the book that you like coming out this weekend or is it next week? Or
is the what coming out?
The Book of Eli, the one with Denzel.
I thought that's coming out next week. This week is The Lovely Bones, was a book, a very sad book that I read, and that's coming out this week.
Yeah.
Yeah, but The Book of Eli is supposed to be really good, and that's, I believe, that comes out worldwide anyway. Big, they've had little premieres, but worldwide it comes out next week.
Well, other than Denzel being a Laker fan, he's my favorite, you know. So.
I understand, Don. Thanks for the call. We're going to move to Mark.
Weekend.
You too. We're going to move to Mark in New York. Hey, Mark.
Yeah, Kate, a couple of topics, if I could. You give me 2 minutes. I assure you I did not have advance notice of John Crudell's column in the New York Post today, but just like I mentioned to you last night, he has a column in the New York Post about why the Treasury chief should be probed and fired.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes on about how Hank Paulson, Timothy Geithner, and the rest of them, Ben Bernanke, were speaking together. He talks about information, specifically how the New York Fed was ordered by a House committee to provide Geithner's emails about, you know, what his machinations behind the AIG bailout. So remember how I told you last night, John Crudell, he's got this column in today, and he wants to basically know, he doesn't mention the renegade elected official in California who demanded the emails from the Fed and decided to make them public. Also, Bloomberg News, LLP, they had the Freedom of Information Act. They want to know what was going on in this banker bailout. And specifically, he mentions September 18, 2008, when Treasury Secretary Paulson spoke 6 times to Lloyd Blankfein and only 7 times to Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke, Lloyd Blankfein being a Goldman Sachs head man. The reason I bring this up is we talked about it last night, so we're like a day ahead, right?
Right.
He wants the stock market, the people to trust the market, to trust capitalism again, because, you know, capitalism has come under fire.
Right.
But that's got me fired up, because these guys should be probed and should be fired, because you know how the bankers put Obama in office. But the main topic I want to talk about, it equates to John Crudell, because he's talking about the conspiracy with these bankers, which is the truth. Now, I know people that listen to Alex Jones, who's great. He's talking about Cass Sunstein, who is this information director that Obama wants to have. For people that don't know about Cass Sunstein, he basically said he wrote a paper to infiltrate so-called conspiracy groups and get them to incite the violence and then lock them up.
Mm-hmm.
America, do you understand what you've done when you elected this guy Obama? Cass Sunstein, in addition to wanting to write his paper and wanting to shut the internet down and stop guys like me from calling the talk radio, he's also a virulent animal rights activist, and he wants to abolish the Second Amendment. But this is the guy that he wants to be his information and regulatory czar. He's going to have his fingers in everything. The man,
it's
freaking
brutal.
Stalinist. It is absolutely brutal. And the reason I bring this up is because Alex Jones talks about the big banks and how they've destroyed us, and this bailout is just phony. Well,
right.
John Crudell, writing in the Post, is a business writer. Is Cass Sunstein going to shut down John Crudell for trying to expose the truth? My point is, this guy Sunstein, let me tell you why I can't, in 30 seconds, why I can't call my representative, because I know one guy on Long Island who called McCarthy.
Mm-hmm.
About something. They came to his house and took the man's guns. I know another guy who calls somebody, calls his representative to make us think about something. And then when he went to get his firearm permit, they denied it and they brought up the fact that he called his legislator. So am I a coward? Yes, I am. Because if you make a stink, they come after you, Kate.
I agree. You have to, you know, it is all about the approach. Absolutely. I say that there's still things that you can, there are still people that you can approach, but it's more what I call the pure topics versus something where you have a little more information, let's say. You're right. Strange things happen, especially on the local and the state level, too. No question. Stay with us. Late Night Wars next.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
It is the new year. Life as we know it is changing. Maybe it's time to change your health habits. Life Change Tea could be your answer for better health. Rid your body of toxins and chemicals and lose weight naturally. No caffeine, great taste, and incredible results. Made in the USA and formulated by a PhD. You can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea will help balance your body and increase your energy. Life Change Tea, changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
What would happen if you fell into a black hole? Can we see back to the beginning of time? What if Einstein never realized E equals MC squared? Every week, Guide to the Cosmos on WebTalkRadio.net takes you on an adventure through the universe, sometimes way out there, and sometimes right here at home. And we do this in plain English, so even if you fear physics and are allergic to math, you'll still love Guide to the Cosmos on WebTalkRadio.net.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
And talk about the, although it's not light if you're in the late night camps at all, but it's crazy what's happening with this whole Jay Leno, Conan O'Brien stuff, and it's become front page news, of course, the verbal battle in late night wars. That's how it was described in one of the papers I read today, probably the New York Times, I guess. And they're talking about the executives and what they're saying. So I mentioned this before, Dick Ebersol is coming out to back Conan O'Brien. And he said that the jokes made by Conan O'Brien and David Letterman of CBS was chicken-hearted and gutless to blame a guy you couldn't beat in the ratings. Wow! And he said, and this is a quote, "What this is really all about is an astounding failure by Conan." Of course, Ebersol is the darling of NBC. He's been at the network forever. And he's got a long-time relationship with the chief executive, NBC Universal's chief exec, Jeff Zucker. And, of course, he has a link to Late Night from back in the days. He was a creator of Saturday Night Live, and he consults on a lot of the changes on the Late Night lineups. So ratings for O'Brien's Tonight Show dropped off from what they had been under Leno. But Leno himself had the failure when he moved to primetime with the show that airs 11 o'clock Eastern, I guess. Is it 11 o'clock? No, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central. And he struggled so much that the NBC affiliates are, it's killing them, and they're complaining. They demanded change. That's why this is happening. They didn't want Leno anymore because it was killing them as a lead-in. So anyway, it's gotten pretty saucy, and it's interesting to hear what people are saying, including the guys themselves. And we're going to give you slices of that. Here's a little bit of Jay Leno.
Well, some good news from Afghanistan. You hear about this? Critics of the war have stopped referring to it as another Vietnam. They're not calling it anymore. The bad news, they're now calling it another NBC. Yeah, that's what it's Welcome, of course, to NBC, America's most dysfunctional TV family. Thank you very much. Oh, man. The Goslins are screwed up. Oh, my God.
Yes.
Well, nobody knows what's going on. Conan O'Brien, understandably, very upset. He had a statement in the paper yesterday. And Conan said NBC had only given him 7 months to make his show work. When I heard that, 7 months? How'd he get that deal? We only got four. Who's his agent? Get me that guy. I'll take seven. Well, all the late-night hosts are having great fun with this debacle. Last night, Jimmy Kimmel did a show dressed up as me. Show that clip. Here he is dressed up as me.
My name is Jay Leno, and let it hereby be known that I'm taking over all the shows in late-night.
Now, you see, now I was going to come out dressed as Jimmy Kimmel. Put Jimmy's picture up there. But, you see, I realized I do not have enough black shoe polish here at NBC to get my hair that dark. Now, look.
All right, so that's Leno really countering back on how he's getting pummeled across the board. Conan O'Brien, I think, has been the sharpest he's been because he's just on fire. He's just saying whatever he feels like saying, I think. And here's a little bit of Conan O'Brien.
Too, sir. Yes, thank you. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, hello there. I'm Conan O'Brien, and I've been practicing the phrase, who ordered the mochaccino grande? That's my... Look for me. And please tip, okay? Yeah, no. We're going to have an amazing show tonight, ladies and gentlemen. We're just having fun out here.
Yeah.
That's important. We're going to have fun tonight. Let's have some fun. That's what it's all about. It's just about having some fun. You know, I'm trying very hard to stay positive here, and I want to tell you something. This is honest. Hosting a Tonight Show has been the fulfillment of a lifelong dream for me. And I just want to say to the kids out there watching, you can do anything you want in life. Yeah. Yeah, unless Jay Leno wants to do it too.
All right, that was a pretty big dig, but pretty funny. David Letterman, of course, this is perfect for him because he's been in that dance with Leno before. He did the top 10 things that people would like to hear that have left voicemail-wise on the NBC executive who has made this mess happen. His name is Jeff Zucker, as I said before, and here's that top 10 list.
All right, the category, top 10 messages left on Jeff Zucker's voicemail. We had a guy, and remember, this is the other thing. Remember years and years and years ago when they were having meetings about were they going to give the Tonight Show to Jay or are they going to give it to me?
I do.
And they had a big meeting out there in Burbank, and Jay, bless his heart, was hiding in the closet. Do you remember that? Crazy.
Well, I saw that on the Late Show War. Is that show?
That's right. That's right.
That was the war. That kicked off the war.
Right. And if he wants, we'll get him a closet to hide in here. When everybody comes here, if Jay, he can hide right back over there.
Closet back there.
Right.
He can hide in there and be secretly eavesdropping on the.
Is everybody here? Who is that? That's Jay. He's in the closet. Are you in the closet, Jay?
He's in.
Okay, he's here. Buddy. Whoa, buddy. Anyway, we sent a guy into Jeff Zucker's office, and he's got his stole his voicemail thing, and we got top 10 messages on Jeff Zucker's voicemail. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Number 10. What the hell are you doing? Number 9. Hi,
this is Jay Leno. Conan seemed upset in the elevator. Everything okay?
Number 8. No, seriously, what the hell are you doing? Number 7. Hi, it's Burt Reynolds. Just so you know, I'm available. Number 6. Letterman here, one of my hair pieces. Number 5. Hi, this is Mark McGuire. If you're looking to bulk up, I know a guy. Number 4.
Hi, it's Jay again. All in all, I think it's gone pretty well.
Number 3. I'm from Comcast. Regarding the sale, I think we're okay. And number 2, Larry King here. Keep up the good work. And the number 1 message left on Jeff Zucker's voicemail. What the Zuck?
All right, I give it to him there. It's clever. I'm not a big Letterman person, but that was pretty clever, that top 10 list. Matt, isn't it crazy what's happening here? And really, a lot of people are backing Conan O'Brien in this one. And even though the executives, of course, are backing Jay Leno, a lot of Hollywood types are going for O'Brien here, saying, hey, he didn't have enough time, number 1, and because Jay Leno got the bad ratings, why should he just bully him out of the position? And supposedly a new deal was struck with NBC, which gives Leno the Tonight Show back again from 11:35 to 12:35.
Yeah, I definitely feel Conan's getting the short end of the stick here, but it has produced some of the best late-night TV in
ever.
I don't even know how long.
I know.
It's great. Everyone's getting in on it. I mean, Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh, it's funny.
Yeah, he's funny, but I don't even watch him that much. But now I'm paying attention to him.
And everybody.
On point, and Conan has just been on fire, as you said.
Yeah, he's been on fire. It's the best stuff. Actually, it's funny. It's the best stuff that I think I've seen from him in a while. And I'd be curious to see what the ratings are in these last, 2 weeks. And will NBC stick with him for another week or two because of the things that are being said? Will they just pull the plug? And what are they going to do? It's a nightmare. That's what happens when you make a mistake. Jeff Zucker, he was the one who orchestrated this and did the 10 p.m. push. And, of course, the affiliates, which many of you may watch, you're watching other programs and you don't want to watch a talk show at that time, no matter who it is, right? All right, you can send me your thoughts, of course, as always, snail mail, americatonight.net.
This constant bickering is going to put me in a coma.
Boy, that escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.